In today's podcast, we look at what is needed in order to truly walk in God's power. Hey there, welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I'm your host, Armand Sheffy, aka Pastor Fury, and I'm also the executive director of the Unshackled Network, where we exist to help the marginalized experience freedom in Jesus through equipping and empowering disciple makers called to the forgotten. Now, I got a question for you. Have you ever had days where you just feel depleted? I mean, you feel empty, flat, like this basketball, right? I mean, yeah, I've been there too. Well, today we're going to talk about one way to experience more and more of God's power and strength and filling up in those empty seasons. And it all begins with humility and vulnerability. Now, in today's reading, as we look at 2 Corinthians chapter 12, we'll see Paul in verses 9 through 10 finishing up a conversation as he's describing a conversation with the Lord about a thorn in his side, right? And he says, "But he said to me," referring to God, "my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." So then Paul goes on, "Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. For the sake of Christ, then, I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities. For when I am weak, then I am strong." The Message version says a part of it like this: "My grace is enough. It's all you need. My strength comes into its own in your weakness." Grace, you guys, what a beautiful thing. But it truly only carries the weight it should when we recognize its place in this cosmic story of God's love for and his life with his people. I believe there are at least six words that help us to really get a good understanding and tell the story of God and humanity. First is holiness. God is a holy creator, a perfect father who calls us to holiness, right? And then there's wrath. We are rebellious. Like, we've been called to holiness, but we don't actually get there. We're rebellious. We go the other direction. We go our own way. And this angers our perfect, loving creator. And he has wrath, and his anger must be satisfied. Why? Because the next word, justice. God in his perfection must have an appropriate response for rebellion of all kinds, or he's no longer perfect. Because of this, we can know that all sin will have consequences, ours and the sin of others. And then there's a word that we all love, right? It's love. But his love is such that it doesn't end with the story ending with justice or his wrath, right? His love is so much that he made a way for us to be with him. Despite his perfection and our sinfulness, that way is Jesus. Which brings us to mercy. God's mercy is on great display in that in Jesus, God's wrath and justice fall on him and not on us. Fall on him on the cross instead of on us if we accept it and we trust in him for our salvation. And then not only is there mercy, we then receive grace, right? That's where we began. Not only do we not receive the punishment we deserve, but we also get eternal life with God and his Spirit with us forever. That's grace. That's the gospel. That's the never-ending story of God's grace. Now, in this text, in 2 Corinthians 12 today, Paul's reminding us like he was reminded himself of that same grace, that it's all we need. That's enough. In each and every situation that troubles us, we simply need God's grace. His grace is on full display when things are at their worst, their most broken, their weakest. Accepting God's grace starts with getting real about our weakness. When we don't recognize our need, right? When we don't, you know, reflect on the fact that we have struggles and difficulties, we actually are cheapening his grace. We're cheapening the value of it because His grace is attracted to our need. When we ignore the struggles of life, we miss out on the places where God wants to highlight His grace. We must recognize our flawed humanity. Do not run from what is true about our brokenness. Do not pretend it does not exist. God doesn't heal what you conceal. You can't stand up until you admit that you've fallen down. Get real about your weakness if you want to stand in God's strength. So we must stop spending so much time trying to make ourselves strong. We must stop focusing so much on just trying to make ourselves feel better, right? We need to get real about the fact that we feel crappy, right? That you're feeling weak in whatever moment that is. That thing happened to you and you don't have what it takes to fix it or make it better in your own strength. Come clean about your emptiness, right? Come clean about the fact that you are flat. Come clean about your dirt. I remember there were seasons of life where I had just sin upon sin upon sin, and it all came to a head when I was turning 30. And I was not walking with the Lord. I'd grown up in the church, but I did not have a surrendered walk with Jesus. And God came and met me in my garage. And in that moment, I got real with Him. I was repenting of my adultery. I was repenting with the fact that I'd given myself over to weed and so many lusts. I was repenting for the horrible father that I'd been. And I came clean about everything. And in that place, God accepted me as His, and He began to fill me up, began to fill my life. And I was no longer in a place where I felt alone and I felt flat, right? So for a more in-depth version of my testimony, you can go to the link that'll be in this video or in the description. And I would encourage you to really be inspired by more of the way that God worked in my life. And I know He's got a testimony in yours. But right now, let's pray. And I want to ask that the Holy Spirit would help you come clean as well. Come clean with yourself, come clean with others, and most importantly, come clean with your Heavenly Father. Because as we get real about our weaknesses, then we can actually stand in God's strength. Would you pray with me? Heavenly Father, we thank You that You've made us in Your image. And while You call us to holiness and perfection, we are still rebellious sinners in absolute desperate need of not only Your strength, but of Your grace, Lord God. And we thank You for Your mercy and Your grace and Your love that covers over us, Lord God. And we just ask right now that You would call us to just being more and more vulnerable, being more and more humble about the places where we are right now, about our need, Lord God. Let us not suffer and struggle in silence, Lord God. Let us call on a brother or sister. Let us find You in our prayer times and just offer it all up to You, knowing that as we share, as we give it up, as we just embrace the reality that we are in need, that's where we receive more and more of Your strength. Your grace is sufficient. Help us to remember that. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, you guys, today go walk in His strength as you're embracing your needfulness today. His grace is sufficient for you. Go be about it and enjoy it today. Enjoy His grace. All right. So make sure you share this with a friend. I believe this is something that can definitely really help some folks today be able to walk closer with the Lord and get more filled up and not be walking around feeling empty, feeling on E. And I'll see y'all back here tomorrow on Five by the Fire. Be blessed and be a blessing. Peace.